Let's see what's up beyond the headlines now. Peter Dykstra of Environmental Health News, that's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org, has been examining that world, and he joins us from Conyers, Georgia. How you doing, Peter?
Doing all right, Steve. Let's start with one of the most audacious climate change moves by an industrialized nation to date. Norway is reportedly set to ban the sale of all fossil fuel-powered cars by the year 2025, according to politicians from two of the country's four major political parties.
Well, not so long ago. That's something that no one would have expected.
Right. One of the four major parties had already proposed a ban on gasoline and diesel cars by 2030, but this would step on their gas-free pedal and speed things up by about 5 years. And the fourth Norwegian party says they're considering the 2025 deadline. That's less than 10 years from now. Bear in mind that this is a country where the rival political parties work together on things.
Oh, what a concept. And on this particular question, I mean, really taking the room out of driving? How can it be done?
Consider what Norway's already done. In the past few years, they divested their $900 billion national pension fund from fossil fuels. They've committed to tripling their wind energy output. And already, 24% of all the cars in Norway are electric.
If they divested their national pension fund from fossil fuels, they had to divest from their own product because they're still a major oil producer, right?
Right. They produce about 2 million barrels a day with no similar plan to end oil drilling.
Hey, what else do you have for us today?
A report from the UN Environment Program and Interpol says that eco-crime is growing quickly and could be worth as much as $250 billion a year.
It's pretty big business. How do they define eco-crime?
Well, Interpol says eco-crime is the fourth biggest criminal enterprise in the world, and it includes wildlife poaching and smuggling, illegal fishing, logging and mining, toxic waste dumping, and more. Eco-crime has been growing at about 5 to 7% a year for most of the past decade, but the UN and Interpol say that that rate has doubled in the past few years.
So what are they doing? Just wringing their hands, or they got some plan for action here?
Well, they've got a few solutions, but they're not pretending that this is a problem that'll be brought under control anytime soon. The amount spent battling eco-crime by international agencies is somewhere between $20 and $30 million a year. So bulking up there is one obviously helpful thing they can do.
Yeah, because you said this business is worth, what, up to $250 billion? I mean, that's a lot of dough.
Yeah, those two numbers don't really match up, do they? The perpetrators range from the desperately poor and hungry to lone wolf entrepreneurs to organized crime and rebel armies and corrupt governments, all of whom don't seem to mind if the phrase lone wolf becomes a reality someday.
Gee, Peter, thanks for cheering us up with that news. Hey, what do you have from the History Vault this week?
This past week, back in the year 1692, the wickedest city on earth experienced a little problem. Port Royal, on a spit of land at the mouth of Kingston Harbor in Jamaica, was a haven for pirates and debauchery and prostitution. One of its most famous privateers and rum runners was Captain Henry Morgan.
Oh, Captain Morgan, the same name that's immortalized on rum bottles these days, huh?
Right. And just before noon on June 7, 1692, a massive earthquake rocked the Caribbean and a 40-foot wall of water buried Port Royal. 1,600 people died immediately, and another 3,000 eventually perished from injury and disease. Parts of the city slid into the sea, and portions of it are still underwater, an archaeologist's dream, and now a UN World Heritage Site. It was left to Jamaica's colonial government to declare what just about everyone was thinking. They said, "We are become by this an instance of God Almighty's severe judgment."
Yeah, just like the Bible says, God brought down his judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
Peter Dykstra with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. Thanks, Peter. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Steve. Talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories at our website, loe.org.